Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Six sucker. And I'm not even a huge Mike Tirico fan, but that Italian gentleman deserved to have his time. Remember, Mike Tirico said, "I'm not black, I'm Italian." All right, I hate this, man. Clint is. By the week, he gets more right by the week with the Dallas Cowboys situation. As Clint said, he thinks they're just going to implode this year. And Jerry Jones, he came back to the guys he threatened to fire earlier this week.
And then repeatedly
put his foot in his own mouth about saying things like, "Oh, we didn't go after Derrick Henry because he doesn't fit our offense."
Don't tell me what I'm saying.
Makes absolutely no damn sense.
I'm saying what I'm saying.
Because if Ezekiel Elliott fits the damn offense, then Derrick Henry fits the damn offense. He then went on to take out his head coach, who he says he won't fire. He said in his conversation, Clint, "We're designing bad plays, or we're designing bad concepts," is what he had to say. So, of course, Mike McCarthy, when he goes to speak to the media, he had to respond. Mike McCarthy said, "Don't really have one," to that to his response to that. "I talk to Jerry all the time. We've had time to go through and self-scout, so I didn't see the comments specifically. But I don't think we have bad concepts or bad plays, but I'll go back and check. You know, we're not where we want to be. That's clear, and ultimately that's my responsibility, and I'm fully aware of that."
Don't tell me what I'm saying.
It's wrong with Jerry, man.
I'm saying what I'm saying. What
I'm telling you, man, the wheels are coming off. It's happening earlier than I thought it would happen, actually. It's coming off. The wheels are coming off.
I think we got bad concepts and bad plays.
The act is funny, and people will tolerate it. And when you're even just having good regular seasons and winning 10 ball games. But when the wheels are coming off, and you're threatening to fire radio guys, which I guess means he'll take his contract and give it to another radio station or something, which I would imagine there's some legalities there. You can't just do that. You got to wait till the contract's up or buy your way out.
Or just refuse to go on anymore.
You know, and then he's throwing his coach under the bus, and you got players that are making excuses about or making comments about how, you know, every day at practice there's people that are touring the facility and it's a distraction and all this and that. I mean, all of that stuff that adds value to that franchise that is a distraction is tolerable when you're winning 10 games in a 10, 12 games in a regular season. But when you're not, boy, the act is old quick, man.
They obviously have struggles. They are just 3-3. And like, they're one back in the division, Clint. They are 3-3, and there is nothing that Jerry is doing during this entire bye week to make this better. Like, there's nothing that he is adding to make it better. But like, when he said that, "Man, I'm going on this radio show. Yeah, man, I think we got bad concepts and bad plays." Where the hell do you think that's landing? Like, where do you think that's landing, man? My man, Jerry boy, he just don't give a rip. And then and I wish I could have been there to hear Mike McCarthy try to roll through that response. "Yeah, I talk to Jerry all the time." Like, you think when they meet again, like, "Hey, man, what the hell was that about, Jerry?" Or they just go ahead and act like nothing happened.
You know, I don't know. I don't know the relation. I don't know Mike at all.
With Parcells? Was Jerry doing that?
He wasn't, like, it was when I was there. I was there briefly with Parcells, and Parcells, it made it very obvious, and the media latched onto it pretty quick, like up front, like this wasn't going to be the old Jerry's Cowboys, like Jerry's way of doing things. He was very vocal about that, even to the team, and so I would imagine that he was vocal to Jerry about it as well. Yes.
I wish he would have done that with Bill Parcells. I'd like to see the response.
I mean, Parcells would specifically talk about it in meetings. I mean, in like team meetings, he would threaten us with it. because I was one of them. if you're one of, Jerry's guys, Jerry's kind, one of guys.
Oh, Jerry's guys.
Oh yeah,
you
man.
Could stand Jerry's
party guys, thugs, that kind of deal. Yeah, I'm gonna weed you out. You're gonna be up out of here. And he included in the party guys and thugs, the Jerry guys and the Jerry's, that Jerry's kept around here. Like, he would openly say it in team meetings.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.